Welcome to the Taking It Outside podcast from Spring Hill Outfitters, the show that connects you with the outdoors, with experts on guns, archery, cooking, outdoor gear, and more. Here's your host, Trent Lassiter.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to a special New Year's Eve edition of Taking It Outside with Spring Hill Outfitters. We're glad you could join us today for another fun and exciting episode. We are episode 27 of season one. We've got just a few left, and always happy to jump in here and do a quick podcast. Of course, today is New Year's Eve, and 2021 is winding down. Just a few hours left. So, as always, all major podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Google, Buzzsprout, Facebook. Don't forget Facebook. Find us on YouTube, Instagram. We're all over the place. If you can't find us, just Google Spring Hill Outfitters, Taking It Outside, and they'll point you in our direction. You'll notice we have another special guest, Ms. Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's still smiling from last week. She joined us last week for a special Christmas edition, and she had a big week this week. We'll talk more about that in just a second, but always happy to have her joining us again here in the studio, and has been a good week. Christmas, last time we spoke to y'all, it was Christmas morning, and so we haven't talked to y'all since Christmas. I guess you had a good Christmas.
Yes.
What'd you get?
I got a Dolly Parton sweatshirt that I love.
What's it say, Holly Dolly or Dolly Holly?
It just says Dolly on it. Yeah. And then I got my cowprint purse.
We talked about that last week too.
Yeah. And just a bunch of like little things here and there.
Yeah, my Christmas, my months consisted of money and gift cards and pickles and ranch. That's kind of become an ongoing Christmas tradition. I mentioned last week about getting things you actually use.
I forgot I got my air fryer.
You did?
Yeah.
I heard about that last night. It's the double door, some kind of fancy one, right?
Yeah.
You haven't used it yet, or you have used it?
Oh, yeah, I used it.
What'd you cook on it?
French fries and chicken nuggets.
Is that the same meal or two different meals?
The same meal.
Yeah, I've got an air fryer. I hadn't used it much at all. Everybody loves them, though.
Yes, it's awesome.
That's why I mentioned that. We're putting french fries in there.
Yeah. If you like, you can actually save your french fries, and they won't be soggy. They'll be crispy.
I like fried. I've had fried zucchini, fried pickles.
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom fried zucchini in it. It was pretty good.
Maybe you need to bring the air fryer to the store one day next week.
Yeah.
For lunch. That'd be good.
Yeah.
So air fryer, cow purse, Dolly Parton, I got pickles ranch, and money. So I know Christmas was good. We took a couple of days off from the store here. Closed Saturday, of course, for Christmas Day, and closed Sunday. And I had a couple of duck hunts, went down to Hyde County, hunted a few different farms, and I won't say they were successful. They weren't bad, but they weren't very successful. But I killed ducks both hunts, but we didn't kill a pile. So it's kind of been a rough week. Here we are, New Year's Eve, and it's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, I wear shorts.
Sucks. I literally wore gym shorts both days hunting, and I was sweating. And the 29th, I guess it was, on my time hop 4 years ago that same day, I was breaking ice. It was like 21 degrees, and now it's 71 degrees on the same thing.
We went to the beach the day after Christmas, and there's people in the water.
The water's probably not that warm, I wouldn't think.
No, it wasn't.
I would pull at my house, it could be 70 degrees outside, and it's still like 50 or 40-something in the water. So
yeah.
I wouldn't go that far, probably. But it's very unusually warm for Christmas week and New Year's Eve week, so which has affected the hunting. I'm not saying I've seen a few good hunts on Facebook and stuff, but our place, not so much. We had a couple of warm hunts. I think we're going to give it a break until next week, but it's warm. Been really warm. So, but I do know of some successful deer hunts this week. So it's the last week of deer season in Eastern North Carolina anyway. And Miss Tucker is officially the deer commander. She killed her first deer. And so you can find that picture on our Facebook and Instagram. But she killed her first doe, first deer this past week, and she's going to tell you all about it. And you were hunting, I know, with actually somebody that I've known for my whole life, but you call him Mr. Tyler. I just call him Tyler.
Yeah.
But we'll say Mr. Tyler. And he took you hunting close to his house.
Yeah.
And I want to hear the whole story. Well, I say I've already heard. I want all the listeners to hear the whole story. Tell us how it all went down.
Well, it was me, Mr. Tyler, and my dad in the stand. It was a tight fit, for sure. But we went in the afternoon, and he told me at the beginning of the season he had a bunch of doe that he needed to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I'll come. So we were out there. It was probably like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I was like thinking to myself, great. Like, we didn't see anything but squirrels. Yes. And I always went deer hunting with my dad as a kid, and I hated it because I never saw anything. And I hate being quiet. That's why I like when we went dove hunting, I could speak.
Yeah, that's more your speed dove hunting than deer hunting.
Yeah. So then I'm just sitting there, not really paying attention, and Mr. Tyler was like, oh my gosh, there's one over there. And so he was like, she's big. And then all of a sudden, three more popped up. And
they popped up or popped out?
Popped
they popped up from the ground. Popped up.
So I couldn't get a clear shot at first because there's a bunch of sticks in the way. And then none of them would pick their head up from eating the corn. And I was like, great. None of them are like to the side or anything. I'm not going to get anything. And then these kids in the back are like screaming and they all pick their head up. And I was like, oh my.
Now's my time.
Yes. So then the first one that came out that was probably the biggest was actually facing towards me. So I was like, all right, I gotta
shot
go.
Her head on?
Yes. She was looking right at me. And
dang.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a clear shot and dropped her.
Right where she was standing. Dropped, she didn't run away at all. The video,
no.
I don't think I posted the video, but she sent me a video. Or I saw it maybe on her Facebook. But you hear Tyler. What did Tyler say in the background?
Oh, dropped her. She did like a whole flip in the air. I was like, holy crap.
And I asked her if they dressed the deer, cleaned the deer, which I was hoping she would say yes, but they didn't. They took it to the slaughterhouse.
I actually enjoy, like, I'm weird. I like doing it, like, with the dove and stuff. I mean, it doesn't bother
them?
Me. Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I'm going to get you in touch with John. He talked a few weeks ago about how much he loved blood and cleaning animals. That'll be a good duo.
I mean, I don't like the blood part.
It
doesn't
does
bother
it
me.
I think he does it.
That's funny.
My stomach, I don't know. My dog threw up this morning. I thought I was going to throw up after she threw up. So that's kind of how my stomach is. I can clean them, of course, but I don't enjoy doing it. By no means. So, yeah, deer slayer. She's got her first one. She's hooked down. You still like dove hunting better than deer hunting?
Yes.
You haven't been duck hunting before?
No, not yet.
So we do an annual. Usually we go after Christmas with Deutsch this year, the way it fell with Christmas being on a Saturday and the day after being on Sunday, we had to postpone that hunt. We're going to try to get it's kind of hard for all of us to get down to High County at one time. We're going to try to do it in a few weeks if we can, so we can get your first duck.
Hopefully. First dove, first deer.
And duck, all in the same year. Then we'll go turkey hunting in the spring and you'll be done.
Yeah.
You can retire. What kind of guns you shoot?
It was a 308.
What kind? You don't know what brand it was.
Mm-mm.
It was black. I did see that in the picture.
Yeah, I'm glad he put it on the tripod because I think I would have died.
Well, that's awesome. You got your first deer Christmas week, the last week of the season. You did have your license, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I have my lifetime.
Okay. Did you tag it? You did everything
yes. You're
supposed to do. Okay,
yes.
Now's not a time to say no if you didn't. Not only here. So we can edit that part out. Well, congratulations on that. So, yeah, it's been a fun. We had Christmas. We had a first deer. We had a couple of hot duck hunts. And brings us now to New Year's Eve, last day of 2021. You know, we were happy to see 2020 go because, obviously, COVID. And it was kind of a rough year. And we all were excited for 2021. And now I think we're all excited to see it go, too. It's kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's sucking more the last few weeks. A lot of stuff going on. Outside of Spring Hill Outfitters in the world, of course, with COVID and Omicron or Transformer or Dart, whatever it's called. Very serious. A lot of people are sick and a lot of bad stuff going on. Ball games being canceled. As an NC State fan, I get this opportunity to say that sucked this week, right?
And ECU.
ECU. Well, at least they had a few days heads up, but they canceled their game. NC State was like lacing up their shoes to go on the field. And they're like, yeah, we're not playing.
Yeah.
After UCLA's coach said, we'll play with only 11 if we have to. How'd that work out? But they could go to Disney World or SeaWorld or wherever they want. Anyway, I'm done. I suck for ECU fans. I suck for NC State fans. And the team and the families and the coaches and the cheerleaders, and they all miss Christmas. Both, I think ECU did too. Miss Christmas with their families to play football, and it got canceled because of COVID. So, or Omicron or Omnicron or whatever it is. But yeah, so it's been a, kind of a rough year, like I said, outside of the store. Hopefully, next year will be better. I said that last year, and here we are. So I don't know. I'm not going to put money on that bet. But in our industry, a little bit kind of, you know, obviously it's been a rough year in Spring Hill Outfitters for inventory. And trying to get product, guns and ammo, we're starting to chill out a little bit. We do have a little bit of ammo here, getting some more ammo the next week or two that we have scheduled to come in. So ammo's getting a little bit better. Guns still suck, but we have some guns. But it's everything we have in the store. Yeti coolers, you know, they're months behind. Kamado Joe grills. A lot of discussion about soft goods such as clothes and stuff, looking forward to 2022, being able to fulfill those orders. And it's rough across the whole industry. It's not, I'm not going to complain because it's not just Spring Hill Outfitters. I know car dealerships can't get cars. And as long as Buffalo Wild Wings can still get wings and Backyard Bistro can still get smash burgers, I'll be okay. But it has been a rough year with everything going on in the world. But it's New Year's Eve, so we're going to kiss it goodbye. Today is New Year's Eve. Tonight is a big party over at the farm at 95. So if you're listening to this Friday, you still have time to get tickets. We have a handful left. It's going to be a big party. Jim Quick and Coastline tonight. And Jim always has a good time, no matter where Jim is. If you don't know Jim, he is one of the top beach music entertainers in the industry. I encourage you to look him up. It's funny, beach music is like a very local, like a North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia kind of thing. And it's hard for me to explain. You know, we do concerts and stuff at the farm, and I deal with people from Nashville, Tennessee, not North Carolina. We love people from Nashville, North Carolina, too. But Nashville, Tennessee, and Florida this past week, I was telling a guy from Florida, I said, man, you should come to Jim Quick and Coastline at the farm. He said, what is a Jim Quick and Coastline? I said, what? I said, what's beach music? He said, well, what's beach music? I said, God. And I don't know how to explain it. It's like shagging. So, of course, I said shagging, and he was thinking not the kind of shagging that, you know, he went a different direction with that. I said, no, not that kind of shagging. Dude, this is when you, like, you dance on the dance floor. So, anyway, beach music is kind of big in this three-state area. But Jim's always a good entertainer and going to be over at the farm tonight, thefarmnc.com for tickets. We're going to have balloon drops and champagne toast, and I don't know what else is going to happen. Miss Tucker's going. She'll be signing autographs in the lobby from 11 to 11:30 for being the Deer Commander. Oh, and Deer Commander and podcast superstar. So we're on New Year's Eve. I don't know. A lot of people have Christmas traditions. We discussed that last week. And I don't know really any New Year's Eve traditions. I know mine is going to the farm every year for this little shindig. But the biggest one I can think of is black eyed peas. Mm-hmm. You eat black eyed peas?
One.
You eat one? Only. I thought it was a dollar for every one you eat. It's a dollar you're going to make next year.
I thought it was just if you ate one, you had good luck.
That explains a lot. Anyway, I always heard, and y'all may can correct both of us, I'm sure you can, but I always heard is one black IP equals $1 you're going to make in the next year. So if you want to make a lot of money, eat a lot of black IPs. I like your version. You eat one black IP, you eat one.
Yeah, because I don't like them.
But if you come to my house about 4 a.m. on New Year's Day. So we always go to the farm, and that's kind of become a 10-year tradition now. I guess this is, I don't know, the farm's in 2013, 14. This is like the 8th year, I guess, doing this. But we get the band cleaned up. Usually it's around the 2 or 3 o'clock hour, which I'm not made to stay up late. I like to go to bed early. If any of y'all text me at night on a normal night past 9, and I don't respond, it's because I'm asleep, probably on the couch, like last night. Anyway, so yeah, we get home from the farm, and usually have a couple of buddies that stay, and we cook black eyed peas right to start with. Go ahead and get it out of the way. I like black eyed peas myself. Onions?
Mm-hmm. No.
Holt Lake. We love Holt Lake. They're closed now. It's one of my favorite sides with their barbecue beef was black eyed peas and onions.
Hush so, puppies.
You can eat those too.
They're so good to. There.
So I went to the store last week. I'm not one to plan ahead. Fun fact about Trent, I don't plan ahead. But last week I had to get some food for a Christmas party or something I had to buy food for. Anyway, I went to buy food. a week ago, and I was like, you know what, while I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and pick up these black eyed peas. And I couldn't find them. They were already sold out. So I'm going to tell you, if you waited till now, New Year's Eve, to buy your black eyed peas, you may be in trouble. Good luck finding them. But so you don't have any tradition. What do you do on New Year's Eve every year? Anything you do on New Year's Day or?
Not New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, we usually go to my mom. Like, my mom has her girlfriends, and we all go to one of their houses. But we usually don't stay there till midnight because my dog is scared of fireworks.
It's a rough night for dogs, July 4th and New Year's Eve.
And our old neighbors used to set off fireworks. I don't know if our new neighbors will or not, but which is weird because she's a hunting dog. You'd think she wouldn't be scared of fireworks, but she
My dog's a hunting dog, too, and you pull a shotgun out, she runs. You don't have to fire a shotgun. You can pull it out of the safe and just like, I'm gone.
So. She loves when we shoot the squirrels in the yard. I'm just like, I can't with this dog.
So your dog doesn't mind guns but doesn't like fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about doing fireworks at the farm. I think we're going to probably hang off on that, hold off on that this year. I haven't in the past, but. So, yeah, New Year's Eve. We're closing early today, a little bit early, 4 o'clock. We'll be closed tomorrow for New Year's Day and open back up on Monday. So, are you excited for the new year?
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions while we're on New Year's Day. We discussed this a minute a while ago, but everybody makes New Year's resolutions. I have never been successful with one in my whole life.
Me either.
And I think like 98% of America probably isn't. I don't know of anybody. I know a few people who have ever made one that actually stuck with it. But I know, I guess the number one New Year's resolution is always to lose weight, right? Eat better, lose weight, which I think we could probably all, especially myself, could use that as a resolution. But that's probably the most famous. I've seen people on Facebook already this week talking about no sweets and no caffeine and no whatever. That's your resolution. What's yours? You got to make one, at least one.
I don't know. I guess I need to start running again.
That won't be one of
them. At least like once a week, I guess.
Well, that's not bad, once a week, I guess. Yeah. How far do you run when you run?
A mile. It's like a loop in my neighborhood.
How long does that take? 7 minutes?
If I run fast, yeah. I try to take my time since I don't have to time myself.
I used to run, I used to run on a treadmill. And a long time ago. And I always tried to run a mile. I would run more than a mile, but I would run a mile as fast as I could to try to get that time up. And I'm not known for my, I'm not a big runner. I don't enjoy running.
I don't like lifting weights.
So. We're very physically fit here at Springfield Outfitter. We don't enjoy running or lifting weights.
We don't have a treadmill anymore. When I was younger, my brother was like, oh, let's turn it up to 100. And I was like, okay.
Your treadmill went to 100?
I was like, okay, go for it, dude. And so he stood on the side, and then I had the idea to just jump on it. He, like, it was probably, like, this close to the wall or whatever, and he fell.
Right
through the sheetrock. He fell and got carpet burned from it. So no more treadmill for us.
It's probably a good idea. You see all these people that put them aside the pool and like get in a laundry basket and try to see how fast they can do it. I can do something like that, probably. Yeah. Now, I got a Peloton a couple of years ago. And if I have to work out, I don't mind the Peloton. Mm-hmm. I don't obviously ride it a whole lot. I get emails from them about once a month saying, look, you know, you want to keep paying for this or you want to sell me? Or yeah, Stone got one.
We could do it together.
We could be a team. The Peloton team. That's what they do. And it's actually another buddy of mine. Those y'all met Josh Marks. It's been on a few episodes. Josh got one for him and his wife for Christmas. And so I guess you can team up and like challenge each other. And I don't know.
Like, do you race?
I mean, you can do like the same classes and see if you can do better at the same. Well, you don't race down the road, I don't think, or anything like that. But we could challenge each other and do the same classes once a week or whatever and see if you can get the better time. And right now, I probably would lose any challenge that I did. But I'm gonna do better. 2022, it may start February 1st, though, because I got out a rough January. So I may just postpone my New Year's resolution to like a February 1st or a Groundhog Day resolution. I just start then. I don't want to start something and fail right to begin with. So
yeah,
January is kind of a rough month. I talked about it this week with a buddy of mine about dieting. It's, you know, so buying shows is show season for us, and right now shows are going to happen. The first one will actually be in this weekend. We leave to go to Big Rock Sports, which is one of our main distributors. They are in out of North Carolina, but they got a few locations now. And their buying show is in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're going to fly across to Nashville for a couple of days to check that show out. And then ATA is a few weeks after that. And then SHOT Show is still going to happen right now in Vegas, which was canceled last year. So we're going to SHOT Show for 2 or 3 days. And it's really hard to go to these shows and eat and drink well. That's my excuse anyway, but it is tough. You know, you eat with other stores at night, you know, dinner and maybe drinks before and or after dinner. And these little shindigs and all the manufacturers have parties and they, you know, it's just kind of, it's tough to stick to a good diet. In January, in between that, of course, going to Hyde County is never good for a diet either. Crab cakes and oysters and the occasional cocktail is not good for your New Year's resolution. So I probably be starting mine in February. But let's see, what else? Do you have anything big coming up that you're excited about January other than work? You graduated. You got your degree.
I got my associate's.
Associate's degree. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
So JCC, right?
It was at Pitt.
So did you just finish that up and trying to figure out now what she's doing next?
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
That's rough.
You want to major in what? You told me yesterday.
Criminal justice. What was criminology.
Criminology. Yeah, I probably wouldn't do something you couldn't pronounce. I probably was doing criminology. That's a tough one.
Probably forensic science and criminal justice.
Mm-hmm. Barton has a good criminal justice. I went to Mount Olive, so Mount Olive and Barton were kind of like, whatever. But I don't. Barton, I think, has a pretty good criminal justice program, 4-year degree. I don't know who else around here that does.
I don't really know.
She's not worried too much about it, right? As you can tell, she's not in a huge hurry.
Everything I've looked at is online. I saw Alabama has one online. I've always wanted to go to Alabama, but
if you go to Alabama online, you're really not going to Alabama, though.
But I feel like I am.
My degrees is going to say Alabama. My certificate, diploma, not certificate.
The only way I could have gone there is if my parents told me I got to pull a ride. So,
Alabama. Well, I guess if you go online, you go wherever you want to, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Unless you're like orientation or like go for a graduation or something, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I've got. Anything else you want to add?
No. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hope you everybody has a great New Year's Eve tonight, New Year's Day tomorrow, and 2022 can't be a lot worse. 2021 wasn't bad. I mean, it's a lot of good things happened in 2021. It wasn't all negative. So I encourage you to focus on the positive, not on the negative. And hopefully we'll have a healthy year. A lot of people are sick right now, whether it be from COVID or Omicron or whatever it may be. A lot of other bad stuff out there besides COVID that people are getting sick from. So hopefully we'll have a healthy New Year's weekend and a healthy 2022. And hopefully Spring Hill Outfitters will have a good 2022 as well. We're excited to expand our website, get some other fun things we're going to try to do in 2022 to reach you guys even more, even better. So stay tuned to find out more on that. But happy New Year's. Hope you have a good New Year's Eve tonight at the farm. I guess I'll see you there. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you again tonight probably. But, this is episode, like I said, 27 of season 1. We only have 4 weeks left, which is crazy, before the end of January. We're going to do 4 more weeks. We're going to finish up hunting season. May slide one more in to recap the last weekend of hunting season. We'll see, depending on how it works. But we're going to save 4 more weeks. And that's going to be it for season 1, so get us while you can. It's the hottest podcast recorded here at Spring Hill Outfitters, and the only one, but it's still, we've enjoyed this and can't wait to do a few more weeks to kind of recap some hunts and some fun stuff. We got some GoPro footage. I've tried to get some good GoPro footage for a duck hunt video. It takes us about 7 hunts to get one video, so we're working on that. Got a trip planned with our friends over at East Coast Waterfowl, which we sell. Mr. Kent Jones sell their hats here and sweatshirts. But check out East Coast Waterfowl. We got a hunt plan with those boys out west, which I'm excited to go on. I never have been out west duck hunting. We got that plan coming up in a couple of weeks, and working on some dove hunts and other fun stuff. Hopefully get some good footage and talk about here on the podcast. But check us out all major podcast platforms. Make sure you rate, review 5 stars. Unless there's an option to do 10, then do 10 stars. Good ratings, good reviews, shares. That's how we can spread the word of the great outdoors with more people. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, springhilloutfitters.com. You can shop our online store. Always thanks to Joe Gilley. Joe Gilley Productions, for all that he does behind the scenes. Lights on Cinnamon Teal is wrapped up now. We advertised it the last few weeks, but Lights on Cinnamon Teal is over. Christmas lights are done. He's working on something even bigger and better for next year. So thanks to Joe for what he does. Check us out, Interstate 95, exit 101, just between Wilson and Smithfield, Miami and Maine, Eastern North Carolina's premier hunting store, outdoor store. We have it all. We have almost all. Check us out. We love y'all. Thank y'all. Happy New Year's. Don't forget to drive safe tonight. Don't drink and drive. And find a route to ride home if you need one. And also, don't forget to take it outside because it's so hot. Don't forget to take it outside and enjoy this warm weather. Thank you. I will see you.